This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Union Cabinet has approved the Pradhan Mantri Surya Sarovar Yojana for development of floating solar photovoltaic projects with energy storage systems. Addressing media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the scheme has been approved with a total outlay of 5,070 crore rupees. He said the scheme envisages the development of 5,000 megawatt of floating solar photovoltaic projects with co-located energy storage systems having a minimum storage capacity of 2 hours, totaling 10,000 megawatt hour.
सोलर कैपेसिटी पर कैपिटा के हिसाब से देखें तो वर्ल्ड हाईएस्ट देश में लगी है. वाटर बॉडीज हैं, डैम्स हो, लेक्स हो, कैनाल्स हो, उन सब का उपयोग करके जो सोलर पावर जनरेशन कैपेसिटी क्रिएट करना है उसका अप्रूवल लिया गया है आज. 102 गीगावाट यानी 1,00,000 मेगावाट की कैपेसिटी पोटेंशियल है भारत में. टोटल 5,000 मेगावाट फ्लोटिंग सोलर पीवी फोटोवोल्टेक कैपेसिटी भारत में क्रिएट की जाएगी. 5 साल की स्कीम है. 1 करोड़ पर मेगावाट का इसका सपोर्ट दिया जाएगा स्कीम में. प्रोजेक्ट्स विल बी सिलेक्टेड थ्रू टैरिफ बेस्ड कॉम्पिटेटिव बिडिंग. 10 मिलियन टन्स ऑफ CO2 एमिशंस को ये प्रिवेंट करेगा.
In order to strengthen country's energy security and unlock vast offshore potential, the Union Cabinet has given its nod to the National Offshore Exploration Scheme, Samudra Manthan, with an approved outlay of 84,084 crore rupees for implementation up to financial year 2030-31. The Union Cabinet has given its approval to the continuation of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi Scheme from 2026-27 to 2030-31. Mr. Vaishnav said a total financial outlay of 3.15 lakh crore rupees has been approved for this scheme during the period of 5 years. The Union Cabinet has also approved an expanded Khelo India scheme and enhanced assistance to national sports federations with a combined outlay of 36,441 crore rupees for the period 2026-27 to 2030-31. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Cabinet's approval of Samudra Manthan marks a transformative leap towards strengthening India's energy security and unlocking the vast offshore potential. In a social media post, Mr. Modi noted that by combining investment, cutting-edge technology, skilled human capital and modern infrastructure, Samudra Manthan will give fresh momentum to make in India an Atmanirbhar Bharat. Mr. Modi said that the scheme will benefit every state and union territory, reducing CO2 emissions. Mr. Modi highlighted that the extension of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme until 2030-31 will not only help the food providers in meeting their needs related to seeds, fertilizers and farming, but also improve their economic condition. Both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET issue. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the presiding officer, Dilip Saikia, took up the Registration of Births and Deaths Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passage. Minister of State Farhoom Nityanand Rai moved the bill amid opposition uproar. The bill was passed in the House amid ruckus without any discussion. A Delhi court today sentenced former Aam Aadmi Party councillor Tahir Hussain and 4 others to life imprisonment for the murder of Intelligence Bureau officer Ankit Sharma during the 2020 Delhi riots. Additional Sessions Judge Praveen Singh pronounced the sentence to all 5 accused after hearing arguments on the quantum. India Today said the so-called elections in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir or POJK stand as a humiliating rejection of the Pakistani establishment. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Pakistani establishment continues to unleash ruthless force against peaceful civilians in POJK. Indian judoka Asmita Day created history by winning the country's first ever Commonwealth Games judo gold at Glasgow today. She defeated Canada's Heidi Quash 2-1 in the women's 48kg final. After the match was tied 1-1 at the end of regulation, Asmita secured a decisive UCO. Indian boxers continued their impressive run at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow with 5 pugilists securing places in the finals today. Preeti Pawar, Ankush Panghal, Jasmine Lamboria, Arundhati Chaudhary, Jadumari Singh advanced to the title bouts in their respective categories, assuring the country of at least 4 silver medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.